Welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here. Hey everybody, welcome to Magical Mondays with myself, Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl, and my pal, Virginia, the Intuitive Life Coach. Hey, Virginia.
Hi, Shannon.
I was just going to say, did you take it off mute after you ate your chocolate?
I almost forgot. I'm trying to get all the chocolate out of my mouth still because I had a caramello, so it's like sticky and caramely and...
Ooey gooey goodness, hey?
Yes.
So and it's funny Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say it's funny that we're talking about following your dreams because I followed my dream for chocolate.
You did.
And made an emergency run right before the show.
It was taunting you. You need a chocolate. Yummy.
It was taunting me.
Chocolate. I had to have some eat more and then chew it really quick because it's kind of ooey gooey too and it gets stuck in your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to sound funny.
Right. Well, I mean, we probably do anyway, but we don't want to make it worse.
True story. So how's your week been?
Better. Better than
good.
Last weekend, that's for sure. It's been a process of just trying to get back to normal. I don't even know what normal is anymore, but as best as I can get back to normal. I had a really, really rough weekend and kind of an odd week, but this week it's starting off better, knock on wood, and thank goodness. How about you?
Yay. My week was, how was it? Oh, good. Well, except for my farm animals being bratty, that pasture word bull, which I wrote the blog about.
Yeah, that story was
bull.
That story was great.
For those of you who don't read it or didn't read it, go to www.psychiccowgirl.com. And I just wrote another one, so read the one before that. And you can read about my bull. He was a brat. I was chatting with a girlfriend, and I look out, and there he is munching on my lawn grass. And I'm a cautious cowgirl. I'll chase the cows. I will get in the cows' faces because I don't mind them. I trust them. I understand them. I speak cow. I don't speak bull. I know. There's a pun there. I just don't. And they look at me like, really? And I'm looking back at them like, yeah, but I'm going to stand way over here and say, yeah. So, yeah, it doesn't go well. I like when I can chase the bull through a fence. Like, I'm on one side, he's on the other, and I can chase him. Yeah, face to face. Yeah, especially when I go roaring up there in my quad, and he's staring at me, and I'm trying to be all tough on my quad, and it stalled. I'm like, yeah, this isn't going to go well, is it? Yeah. I know.
Aside from you being in froggy pajamas and a red hoodie, which probably wasn't the best color choice.
Didn't even occur to me.
But aside from that, I think the funniest part was your friend, like, barreling towards the bull.
That was freaking awesome. So there I am in my green Kermit the Frog pajama pants, and he has a red mouth, so my hoodie did match. I was color coordinated, even though the bull didn't care. And I spent a lot of time trying to get my bull in, and then my friends came to help me, a neighbor of mine, and then my girlfriend. And she has this Jeep. I don't know what kind of Jeep it is, a Wrangler or something. But she's like, Shannon, let me drive in the ditch. And I'm like, really? My bail truck would get stuck. Are you sure? And she's like, yes. I'm like, no, I don't think you should. This takes a little longer, but we'll get them. All of a sudden, I look up, and there she comes racing through the ditch with her little black teeth, mummy on a mission. She was attended. She was getting that bull, enough messing around. I just about, yeah, I couldn't move. I was laughing so hard that I was practically laying in the mud laughing. That bull didn't have a chance. It was awesome. Mummy's on a mission, let me tell you.
Well, the visual was great. You conveyed the story awesomely.
Oh, it was so funny. I just, you know, I couldn't believe she did it. And I'm impressed. Her Jeep did not get stuck. And it was a muddy ditch because we've had tons of rain. My quad would have got stuck. That's why he went in the ditch, because he knew I couldn't get him unless I ran up there. And he knew I was too chicken. It's spring.
He was a smart bull.
Bad thing. Not when I have Connie, though. She rocked it. It was hilarious. Yeah, that made my week a lot entertaining. Then on Saturday, so you know I'm doing those, the magic of metaphysics with the psychic cowgirl group things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Saturday, I got to go to a lovely lady's house, and she had friends over, and we talked about past lives, and we did a group regression. It was cool. Crazy cool.
Sounds fun.
It was fun. And it was like the conversations flowed. And the weekend before, I had done manifesting with another group of lovely ladies. And I'll have to check up on them in about a week to see if any of their manifesting stuff they wrote down came true. But this one was just different because it was past lives. And past lives are so fascinating.
I know. I told you earlier, I think I'm becoming obsessed.
Oh, I know. I hear you. I'm there with you. It's just so cool.
It is.
And all the way you can figure it out. And so I probably got ran over by a bull, not just this life, but other lives. That's probably why I'm so scared of them. Maybe as a bullfighter died. I don't know. But a bull stared me down, and I'm scampering. I'm out of there. The cow stares me down, and I'm like, okay, come on, game on, honey. And I scare them back. Not the bull. Not unless I have some sort of screen, something between me and him. I won't even, even in the bill truck, I'll only get so close. Granted, I did have a bull put his head through my truck side window and cover me and my dog in glass one time.
Wow.
Sitting there minding my own business, all of a sudden this big red head comes through the window. Let me tell you, that was scary.
Yeah, I would be a little... cautious.
Also, riding my horse, chasing bulls, and they'd chase me, and me and my horse ran. We're out of there. Forget it. Not doing it again. They're just a little too aggressive for me. So, you know, I have reasons for being chicken.
It's understandable. I don't think I could even do what you do.
Oh, I'm a very creative cowgirl, though. I can chase things and get things done in very creative ways. Well, and then when I get stuck, I just call Connie, and she's even more creative than I am and chases them in her Jeep. That's awesome. I so wish I would have had a camera.
I kind of do, too.
I would have. Now we have a plan. Next time something like this happens and I call the mommy friends to come out, I'm calling some that will specifically come just to take pictures. Because they don't want
really?
Any part of the chasing.
I don't blame them.
So they want to be the photographer of the whole situation. So that will work.
I would be one of those friends. I would come over and film it all for you and take pictures of it and point and laugh at you, but I wouldn't jump in.
Well, I have called mommy friends. I had my cows. The school bus goes by and down this road, and I had cows right there, and they come around to my house, and the kids get off, and, Mom, our cows are out. I'm like, oh, okay. So I go racing over there, and they're on the road, which that's when I get a little bit panicky because, I mean, people drive fast.
Right.
I called one mommy friend to bring her mommy vehicle. She didn't have a minivan. She has a SUV up one side, and I was calling the other mommy friend who lived on the other side, and I figured if they both drove towards each other, I could just circle around and chase the cows and we'd flow in.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the one mommy friend didn't answer her phone.
Oh.
The other mommy friend did, and she got in position and laughed, and I had her on the phone giving her instructions, and then I started chasing. When I chase cows, I have a total potty mouth. There's nothing clean about it. Nothing. And then I realized I still had my cell phone, and I was still talking to her, and I was saying very, 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 very crude pasture words to my cows. And then this, but it worked. They all came in, and there was a bull involved there too, but he wasn't so bad. And they all came in gently, slowly, just like I had planned, except for one cow ducked and ran, and I had to go chase it through the neighbor's pasture. But I got her, and then I came leaping out of the bushes, waving my pink stick and saying hurrah. And, yeah, my mommy friend and her kids just spoke. They laughed so hard. They said they'd come do that anytime because it was hilarious watching me.
I bet.
Spring. Spring on the ranch. This is how my life goes now.
The worst I ever have to do is wrangle some cats who like to pretend they're dogs and run out the door once in a while.
Nice. You still have to wrangle. You know what it's like.
Yeah, but they're cats. I can pick them up and carry them in.
That is true. That is true.
Big difference.
Oh, being a cowgirl is fun. Being a cowgirl is my dream. See, I can circle this back to following your dreams. My dream was to be, I grew up on a ranch, and then I lived in the cities and towns because, I mean, finding a job, that's where I had to go. And my dream was always to get back to the ranch to raise my family. And I did. So even though I have challenges, shall we call them? Just darn bulls. I am living my dream. This is my dream.
That's awesome.
It is awesome because I made it happen.
And I think that's what's important is do you what it takes to follow dreams, or do you kind of succumb to any challenges that stand in your way?
Good question, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do
you obviously you followed them.
Yes.
So what did you do when you ran into challenges, not counting the bull?
Not counting my bulls because I just call my friends. Well, it was challenging because before we came here, we lived in a tiny little house in a town, and it just was not working.
Mm-hmm.
And so I manifested. I seriously sat down with my husband and said, this is what I want. Is this what you want? And then we edited to make sure it matched both our dreams. And I actively pursued. I was determined. I knew what we got clear, really clear on what we wanted. And then we actively pursued. I think that was the key, is that actively pursuing and looking for opportunities, looking for situations, is what tells the universe that you're serious about your dream. And here's the thing, though. You can actively pursue a dream, try it out for a while, and maybe you'll find out you don't want it anymore. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that.
I agree.
Because we change, right? I mean,
yes.
The dreams that you had probably 10 years ago don't match what you want now, right, Virginia?
Not really.
No, they do match still?
Well, no, I don't
okay.
even know if I knew exactly what my dreams were 10 years ago. I think that I was just trying to figure out my place in life.
Okay, but did you not take schooling for something thinking that was your dream?
Oh, actually, yes, I did. And it was about 10 or 11 years ago. I forgot about that.
I must be psychic. I didn't know the timeline. I did know that you took schooling. And I'm like, huh, did you forget about this?
Yeah, I did. I went to school for broadcasting. And I thought that was what I wanted to do. And once I started working in the field, it was so different than what I imagined it would be like, and I just couldn't continue. So yeah, we change, and I think not only do we change, but sometimes our circumstances change.
True. But here's something I want to ponder with you. So when I was young, I know, here I go. When I was young, I always had a dream about, and like dreaming and other dreaming about having a hotel.
Mm.
But the visual was, you know, an old-fashioned hotel where people's messages are in those like cubby holes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And I was giving them their messages.
Yeah.
That was always the visual I had. So I took it literally and said, oh, I want to have a hotel. So I did work in hotels. Yeah, no, I don't. I gave it a really great shot. Worked my way up to office manager, kind of like an assistant manager. No, that wasn't my dream anymore. So, of course, when I started this spiritual journey harder and figuring things out, I realized that I took my dream literally, but it was actually a symbol for giving people their messages about their life.
Mm-hmm.
So if
I
you
caught on to
took
that right
your
away.
Yes. So if you took your dream that you had of wanting to be in broadcasting, what if you took it as symbolic and just pondered that and see where it takes you? You don't have to do that right now. I'm just planting those seeds for you.
Because
I don't want dead air.
I was already trying to think of it as you were telling your story because I could see where it was going. And
see, you're on to me. You know where I'm going with these now.
I have to think about it because it wasn't like a dream that I had, you know, I was out at an event and I saw the job that other people were doing and I said, oh, that looks fun. I want to do that. And so I pursued it.
Cool.
So
and then found out.
Yeah. And it was fun. That was the part that kind of sucked, is it was fun. I worked in the promotions department, and it was so much fun going to all the different events and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but the job security and the pay isn't that great, and it's just how it is.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You still might
so
be able
to translate.
So I wanted
to do something. Well, yeah, I wanted to do something that was fun, that I saw that other people did, that I perceived as fun, and wanted to say, and, you know, prove to myself, like, well, I can do it too. And even the school I went to, they did absolutely nothing to focus on promotions, but that was still the department I ended up working in. I interned in promotions, I worked in promotions because that was what I saw and that was what I wanted to do. So it does kind of show me that I am determined and that I can achieve what I set out to do.
Nice.
It just may not necessarily be a long-term thing.
But that's true. I took schooling when I first graduated from high school, too, because I thought it would be fun, and I took it, and I know. It was fun, but same thing. It wasn't enough money or challenging enough for me.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't do what I needed a job to do. But I'm glad I did it because it got me away from home, which is what I wanted. It got me out, and I made some cool friends, and the experience was fabulous, right?
Mm-hmm. It was.
I also find that in hindsight, when I look at everything I've done in my life up to this point, I can see how they were all pieces of a puzzle to put together to get me to where I am right now.
Mm-hmm. And I love that part. I love when you're able to look back and see, oh, that's why it happened. It all makes sense and how it all falls together. That is my favorite part.
Nice. Yeah, I agree. Oh, those little ahas.
Mm-hmm.
So, more on following your dreams. Okay, we just got to say what's happening because it's on my mind and it makes me sad, so I have to get it over with, Kay.
Okay.
So, as part of following our dreams, if you've read my blog, you know what I'm going to say, or if you've read Virginia's blog, our time together on this radio show is going to be done at the end of June because Virginia needs the energy and space to pursue some other stuff that is coming along for her that's fantastic.
And we will
and
see
I
where
am
that
going,
leads.
Yes. And the radio show is going to continue. I'm just not sure yet what that's going to look like. I have June to figure that out.
And you even mentioned possibly taking a very small break to kind of get that figured out, right?
Yes, I might. We'll see how that goes because my kids are home for the summer, so it's a little bit trickier, but we will see. I have some ideas, but I haven't really focused on it too much yet because I was busy chasing cows and bulls. But so let's talk a little bit about how this all came about, how we were ignoring our intuitive nudges.
Okay. Would you like to start or would you like me to start?
I don't know.
You start.
Okay.
You start.
So for the last couple of months, I have known or felt intuitively that Virginia's life was getting far too busy with all her other stuff and that she probably was going to let go of the radio show. But I did not want to say that out loud. Or acknowledge it because I didn't want her to leave me. And then it's been about 2 months, right?
Yeah.
I even had an astrology reading at the end of March, and something came up about a relationship changing with a female, and I wasn't sure exactly who or what. I had my suspicions. Anyways. So I was actually, now I can admit this, hey, kind of pondering what I would do if she left me. And I did have some ideas, things, you know, I had plans that, because I knew that if you left me, it was not because you didn't like me or didn't like doing the show, it was because energetically you need to focus on other things because you have amazing things coming to you, but you needed some space to be able to pursue them.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't want to admit it.
And I didn't want to either. Well, I was kind of... Oh, sorry. You go ahead. You finished with that opportunity.
Okay, this is the last piece. What one of the catalysts was an opportunity. I was nudged hard to go check out this opportunity. And so I did. And when I went to tell Virginia about it, I couldn't for the first little bit. And I thought, that's okay, because I don't even know if anything will happen with this. I mean, I sent an inquiry, and I may never hear. But I did hear. And so I had to tell her, and I felt like, but I don't want her to feel obligated. And it was really hard. In fact, I tried a few times to message you about it, and finally I just had to, like, say, Shannon, smarten up and just do it. I just knew that it was going to be the nudge you needed to decide if you really wanted this, and I knew what the answer was, and so yeah, it sucked for me.
But it doesn't suck for you.
But it
I
doesn't,
mean, I...
no. Because no. It turned out good. So now it's Virginia's turn.
So like Shannon, I was kind of feeling a little just odd, you know. I told Shannon it was kind of weird because one month I would feel so gung-ho and so involved and my energy so into everything that goes into us doing the show together. And then the next month it was like, I'm so glad Shannon's there because I don't even know what our topic is today. And I'm usually the one on top of all the topics.
Mm-hmm.
She's usually the one saying, what are we talking about next week? So
true.
I could tell that my energy wasn't as invested as it has been in the past, and that kind of worried me a little bit. And then, and probably for about the past 2, maybe even 3 months, I've been getting all these random nudges and messages of letting things go or releasing things to make room for other things, and just a whole lot of, like, release messages and, you know, time to let go. And whenever I would sit and think about it and think about, you know, I'd look at my schedule and everything I have going on, and I'd say, okay, well, I have to let something go. Surely that does not mean the radio show. Because I was worried about Shannon having some anxiety about doing a show on her own. Like, I know Shannon loves doing this show, and I thought, or was afraid, that if I said, I don't know if I can do this anymore, that she might feel she couldn't either, and I didn't want to do that to her. So I just continued to kind of push on, just like Shannon did, and neither one of us acknowledged what was going on kind of behind the scenes with us. And then one day out of the blue, I see an Alberta, Canada phone call on my phone, and I said, oh, very nice to have that, Shannon. And she tells me about this opportunity, and I didn't know what to say at first. But the more we talked about it, the more I was like, no, you know what, this really sounds great, and I like it, and I did some research into it myself, and I really liked everything that I saw. And so then my energy went from, I don't know, to, oh, this is great. And then we hung up. And after that, I just didn't, I had a lot of questioning going on in my head of, you know, this is going to require even more of a commitment, and do I have that moving forward, and should I even worry about it because we don't even know what's going to happen, and all these things going through my mind. And then I had a breakdown. I kind of blame Shannon. Last Sunday, she sends me a message out of the blue saying, hey, are you okay? I've been having dreams about you.
I did.
And I said, I'm fantastic. I'm great. Wait, should I be worried? Or should I be okay?
I know,
okay?
That awkward moment, right?
Yeah.
Psychic says,
yes.
Are you okay? And you're like, yeah, shouldn't I be? And then...
And I still even laughed it off when I asked her, should I be? Because at that moment, I felt great. And then a couple hours later, and a conversation with my husband, and I don't know what happened, but I went from I'm great to everything sucks, and this is the worst I've ever felt in my life. And it was emotionally, and I spent the whole day crying. Like, I cried myself into exhaustion. I just laid on the floor. It was terrible. I don't know what was going on. It was just really, really bad. And so I messaged Shannon and said, I lied. I'm not okay. And being the good friend that she is, she checked on me the next day and, you know, to see how I was feeling. And I told her I was a little bit better, but I was still pretty, I was still real tired, and I don't know. But I didn't mention not doing the show because I figured, you know, I'll save my energy all day and, you know, perk myself up for the show and I'll be fine. And she messaged me back right away and said, you know, if you need to take a break, it's okay. And I'll find a co-host tonight and da 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 da. And so I thought, oh, you know what, that's probably a good idea. You know, I'll just take it easy, no big deal. But my taking it easy involved me still coming into the chat room while she did the show with Molly because I wanted to be there and support her, you know. And her and I both noticed a really huge thing that night when I was in the chat room. Even though I was so tired, I was energetic and I had so much fun chatting with the people in the chat room. And when... the show was over, I thought, wow, that was weird. I had so much fun doing that. And Shannon kind of had the same thought. And I think that's when we both kind of realized something is off here. Like, we can no longer
ignore,
you know,
it.
Sweep it under the rug, right? Ignore it or pretend like it's not there. And so the next day, Shannon messaged me again saying
that I was going to quit being selfish and let you be released from this obligation from the show. Because after the show, I said to my husband, Virginia was in the chat room, and she was lively and fun, and the fun Virginia was back. Well, crap! That just answers any question I had. And then I had my spiritual team saying, hello, you know what's going to happen. You know what you have to do. You need to send her a message saying, hey, I noticed this. I know she knows. She knows you know. You're both psychic. Come on. Let's just voice it. It'll just make things easier. But, you know, so I did. And I took full responsibility for my part in it. And, you know, when you do that and you send someone that message, it totally feels like a breakup. And so you're not sure how the reaction is. You're pretty sure you know, but, you know, there's always that chance. So I waited anxiously, mm-hmm. but I know Virginia. I know Virginia read it and had to take a little while to ponder what I said because it was an emotional message.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Luckily, I was busy that morning. I was the milk mom that day, so I was, like, out and about, and I didn't get home, and then I had a client, so I didn't even get back to my computer to read her reply. I did see at one point that she had sent me one, and I was so happy. I didn't even care what she said as long as she was talking to me.
And the great thing is that I didn't, you know, Shannon was taking responsibility and feeling like it was her fault that I was still kind of hanging on and doing this with her, but really it wasn't. It was, you know, my doing as well. I kept pushing and kept, you know, pushing myself because it's kind of what I do. I'm hard on myself with certain things and, well, with everything.
Yes.
And I think that's part of my kind of lesson too is, you know, I need to be a little gentler with myself and listen and not push so hard to
right.
be everything for everyone. Like, I need to be certain things for myself. And that was kind of part of my message because I was so concerned about being here for Shannon that I was ignoring the fact that I needed to be here for myself and, you know, open up some space and room and energy for me to do things that I want to do and pursue with my career.
Yes. And we were both in that space that we didn't want to hurt each other's feelings because I thought, well, what if I say this and she thinks I'm trying to fire her from the radio show that I don't want her, because that's not true. So you do have
right.
to let people come to that conclusion their own selves, right? You can nudge
right.
and guide, but you can't say, look, I mean, because it just doesn't work.
Right.
So all of this happened last Tuesday. Like, it was kind of an emotional thing because we both had to just talk it out and be clear in our energy.
Mm-hmm.
I knew when you answered the phone, when I phoned you that day about this opportunity, I knew the way you answered the phone. I had my answer then, but I didn't know how to say it. I sort of tried a few times.
Yeah,
I had to wait for you to let me off the hook too, right?
Yeah. And here's the great thing that I think happened through all of this is, you know, in Shannon's message, she had said, you know, this feels like a breakup and I'm so upset and I'm so sorry. And for me, it was like, you're nuts. What are you upset about? What are you sorry for? You didn't do anything wrong. And so then it almost became comical to me because when we both started admitting the things we'd been feeling and for how long, that made it funny to me. Like, what is wrong
True.
With us? We are both psychic. we are both, like, we tell this to other people constantly. Follow your instinct. Like, listen to your gut. And both of us completely ignored it and ignored all of the signs that we were both getting. So it's not like it was just happening to one of us to where we could question it. It was happening to both of us. And then we didn't say anything to the other one. And it just, it was so funny to me. It made me think of, like, you know, when I was, like, 18 and I liked a boy and I was afraid to tell him. And he liked me, and he was afraid to tell me. And then 10 years later, we run into each other, and we're like, oh, hey, how are you? Oh, my God, I had the biggest crush on you. And he says, oh, me too. Like, it just reminded me of that kind of energy, and that's what made it funny to me. And I tend to find humor in the worst situations.
We must have been married or something in a past life.
Okay, that got a little weird. But the great thing
or
is
maybe.
That we don't. I know where you're going.
Maybe in a parallel life.
See, she's got to get it in, people. She doesn't have much longer to do this. She's got to find more creative.
No, I'm going to have to get creative after this.
But the great thing is that we talked everything out, to realize that there were no hard feelings, there were no hurt feelings. My feelings weren't hurt by her. Her feelings weren't hurt by me. It was this adult conversation, and she even said, "Oh, so this is how grown-ups handle stuff."
I did. I'm like, cool. I mean, even though we knew we'd be okay, but you know. There's always that moment where you wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Completely.
And, you know, there's a lot of relationships imploding right now and people taking things the wrong way and stuff. So, you know, this all happened in May still, so there was that chaos energy. But here's the thing. It shows how far spiritually and emotionally we've both come on our journeys.
Mm-hmm.
Because it could very easily have not gone this way.
Right. I could have taken it very personally and felt like she was trying to get rid of me. She could have taken it very personally and felt like...
that I, you know, helped you with this radio show and then you weren't grateful and blah, 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 like, yeah, whatever.
And I'm abandoning you. Yeah. So there's plenty of ways that it could have gone very, very wrong. But the great part is that we both stayed honest. And I think that made all the difference. And not even just honest with each other, but honest with ourselves. You know, it was, do I really think she's trying to get rid of me? Because when we had the phone conversation about a possibility and
possible opportunity.
Right. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of the word. you know, I did get the couple of little zaps in things that she said, and I hung up thinking, so is she trying to tell me she doesn't want me to come along anymore? But then I quickly realized that wasn't the case at all. So it was important to honor any of those questions that come up, but then to be honest with ourselves of, do you really think that's the case? Do you really think Shannon is that, you know, juvenile? Or no, Shannon, I know Shannon better than that, and that's not who she is and how she operates. So I know she wouldn't do that. She wouldn't be passive-aggressive about it. She wouldn't drop subtle hints instead of just, you know, talking to me about it. That's just not your way.
No, if I actually didn't want you to come with me, I would never have told you about it, and I would have just disappeared. I mean, isn't that how it would have worked, right?
Yeah, completely.
Sorry, not doing blog talk anymore. And then you would never have known. Like, you would have known eventually, of course, but I would have just dropped out, right?
Right.
I mean.
And I think the even bigger part of that is that you could have very easily done that, but then what would that have done to and for our friendship? Then we wouldn't even have a friendship
anymore. Well, it would be
done. Right.
Right. If I would have done that, I would have been blatantly making a choice that But that would have meant that we weren't really friends. We were more acquainted doing a project together, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we are friends made this not quite so
messy and yucky.
Yeah, because it could have, right? If it was other players. Or even if it was, I was dealing with someone that wasn't you.
Yes.
Because I've had friendships fall apart because of similar, not quite the same situation, but kind of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where one wanted to go one direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all in all, it was sticky. It was sad. But at the same time, it's exciting because it opens up possibilities for you that you don't even know about yet.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, well, we'll see what this other opportunity is. We'll
see. I just want to point out that Shannon keeps saying this about these amazing things that are coming for me and opportunities that I don't know about yet, and I'm totally getting the subtle hint. And I'm half tempted to ask her what they are.
Sometime I'll tell you. I won't tell you yet. I'm not telling you until after the end of June when we're done radio shows together, because otherwise you'll go off and actively pursue, and I'm not done with you yet.
Oh, Shannon.
Well, see, because I'm sort of connected, and after our last radio show when your energy was so different and I had some of my people show up and say, look, honey, we need to talk because you need to do this because you have to be the one that starts the conversation because, you know, some stuff's happening for her, this and this and this, and if you don't, you know, she won't have the energy to go do this. Okay. So I will tell you. It's just not time yet.
Okay. I'll bug you about it in an hour.
No problem. You go right ahead. When your team tells me, I can tell you. This is just to get you through the next few weeks because you're going through that big transformation. Once you're through it, then they'll let me tell you.
Okay. I guess I can wait.
You don't have a choice.
Patience.
Your team is funny.
Patience. Yeah, they are. I'm well aware of that.
Uh-huh.
And that patience is another big lesson of mine.
Yeah.
But all in all, what I'm so happy about is that we were friends before this, and maybe not as good of friends. And I think that through the show, we got a lot closer.
Yeah.
And I think that now it's almost like we've developed this really strong bond that because we have done something together that other friends or acquaintances of ours haven't done. So and it's not even just the radio show itself. It's, you know, it's the weekly communication and all of the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on and coming up with the ideas and the topics and just all of the conversations. I mean, we've had a steady conversation with each other for almost a year and a half nonstop every week.
Yes.
So I think that has really created an unbreakable bond, which I think is pretty amazing. And I'm kind of excited about it.
Yes. Well, and all the behind-the-scenes support we give each other, because it's really easier to go try things or take leaps of faith when you have someone in your corner supporting you. And it's really great when they're psychic because they tell you that it'll be fine.
Yes. Because
it's really fabulous, actually.
Right, because even though we are psychic, like, that doesn't necessarily mean we can tune into what's going on with us, because sometimes we're too emotionally attached to the situation, so it's hard for us to get a clear, visual or vision or anything. So it's always nicer to just you know, call up one of our psychic buddies and say,
so true.
How does this feel?
So true.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny is on that, it kind of ties into this following your dreams, because this makes me think of times when I was a little bit younger, and I've always wanted to, fit in to like a group or a something. Like I would think of my aunt who worked at a hair salon, and I would think, and my cousin worked at a hair salon for a little while as well, and I thought, I want to be in like that. Like, I want to be able to have my hair different
like
styles every week because I'm in this place and I can just turn around and say, hey, I feel like having red hair today. You want to try it? And they would say, sure, I don't have any clients. And so I just wanted to feel connected and belong to something that, you know, everyone could benefit from, because it was just this fun thing. And I don't know why I always likened it to hair salons, but probably because I like getting my hair done and changing it all the time. So maybe that's why. And so that's always been kind of a dream of mine. I always wanted to be a part of something like this. And somewhere along the way, I did become a part of something. I became a part of a community of very talented and amazing, intuitive and psychic people. And finally it hit me one day, you know, like my team probably hit me upside the head saying, hey, dummy, you are part of that now. Because then I developed these friendships and it was like, oh, well, people, you know, are always wanting intuitive and psychic guidance and input. And I have that at any moment of any day. All I have to do is send an email, and I've got it.
Yeah.
You know, so all of a sudden it hit me like, oh, well, I guess I did kind of fulfill one of my dreams.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool, because there's a lot of people that are looking for that kind of community right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, people? I guess you would tell them to look around. They might already be in it. They just don't realize it yet.
Mm-hmm. And that's totally how it happened to me. So I would say, think about what your dreams are. Think about, you know, in your heart of hearts, what is your biggest desire and your biggest dream, and what is it that you want? And it's not necessarily to own that expensive car or that big home. Because what's the underlying thing to that? Is it because you want success or you want money or, you know,
security?
Like, what is the underlying, right, what is the underlying portion of that dream? And then figure out where you actually have that right now in your life. And I think you'll be pretty amazed at the realization you come to.
And when I think about following your dreams, I always think about the lifestyle part of it. What do you want your lifestyle to look like? So not just a job, not just a family, all of it together. How do you want that to feel, look, or just, I don't know. Figure that part out. And then you can actively pursue the components to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. That makes it easier with how Shannon describes it, because you're seeing it as the bigger picture, and how does
yes.
that look and feel? Mm-hmm.
Because when we moved from southern Alberta to here, our goal was for, like, because my husband could have got a job where he worked away, but our goal was for him to be home every night, and then mm-hmm. us having the rent mm-hmm. and doing it together. I had no idea it would mostly be me. If I'd have known that, I don't know. Anyways, it worked out beautifully, because then I have a business, and, you know, it worked out better than I could have ever imagined. And here's the fun thing about following your dreams. You find out dreams that you didn't even know you had. I didn't know I wanted a radio show. When I started it, all I wanted was to guest on more radio shows, because I so enjoyed doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And now look. So you get those cool little surprises along the way.
Exactly. And which is, and this is funny too, when I was in school for broadcasting, they focused a lot on being on air. And I kept telling them, I don't want to be on air. I don't want to be at a radio show. If I was on air, or a music one, if I was on air, I would want to be on a talk show. And I wouldn't want to be the main person. I would want to be, you know, the sidekick, the fun, like, here, I'm here to give you this information or help you out or whatever. I don't want to be the main person. And look at where I'm at.
Look at where you're at.
It's funny how things just happen.
Funny how they do, hey?
Mm-hmm.
I do know that eventually you will have your own radio show, though. That's one of the things that popped up.
We shall see where that leads.
Look at dead silence, everybody. Hey, Virginia's like, really? Really? All right. Virginia is going to guest wherever I take the radio show. Virginia will still come back and guest with me, so that will be fun.
Yes. Because I'm not going to just abandon her.
No. I won't let her.
I was just going to say that.
As you all may have figured out, I'm a bit of a force of nature. A little bit. A little bit, yes. Well, and sometimes following your own dreams means letting go of, say, partnerships with other people that you may not really want to, but you know that you have to have space to pursue your own, like Virginia and I, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, unfortunately, it won't always be as smooth and as grown up as ours, but I will say, looking back at some of my own situations, it was worth it.
I think most times it is worth it. The whole details could be handled better sometimes. You know, they weren't always handled nicely. But in the end, you're always where you're meant to be.
But you know what I think about that? I think that when the details get ugly like that, I think part of it is because one or both are resisting what they know has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
One or both don't want to be a grown-up about it because they're hurt, because they feel like they're hurting somebody. So reacting in anger, resentment, pettiness is much easier
than being a grown-up.
Yeah, and it's because being a grown-up means you have to accept responsibility for your part in it. That is why yours and I worked out so nicely, because we both understood our pieces.
Yes.
That it wasn't one of us that did it. It was both of us played our roles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times people aren't willing to look at themselves that way. And that's when things can get ugly. Because if you're not willing to look at somebody else's point of view, then how do you expect them to look at yours? There has to be reciprocity.
Right.
My favorite word, besides discernment. So, yeah.
And you're right. A big part of it is recognizing and owning your part in the situation and really being honest with yourself about your feelings. You know, like, are you really mad? Or is it showing up as anger? Is it really, you know, hurt feelings that are showing up as anger? Or, you know, are you completely trying to resist change and so you are throwing a fit like a child would when they don't want to go to bed, you know, because you don't want to do, you don't want to change. You would rather stay up and run around and be exhausted than go to bed.
That is true. It's a good analogy, and then you're exhausted and can't function properly, and it just makes it worse.
But,
well, a lot of people do not want to accept responsibility for their own actions. It's so much easier to blame somebody else.
Oh, definitely. They're called my family.
Oh, let's not even go there. Funny.
Can you edit that part out?
Okay, we'll just zap everybody's memory so that that part didn't happen.
Oh, funny.
See? Oh, my goodness. You just don't know what's going to fall out of your mouth, huh?
Nope. That's the great part about me.
So our show is getting close to the end, and I have to say that we are changing the time for the next few shows while I'm still deciding where I'm taking it. So next Monday, it won't be in the evening. It's going to be in the afternoon for some of us, for some of us in the morning. Virginia's humoring me and trying out a new time. So we decided we're going to do the next Monday show. It'd be at 10 Pacific, 11 Mountain, 12 Central, and 1 Eastern, right? 12 your time, right, Virginia?
Yes.
And she's humoring me because when I'm doing this by myself, I'm looking at doing it earlier while my kids are in school, because it's just easier for me. I have more energy during the day than at night. So we are going to check that out. And next week we're talking about being psychic and how we get our messages. So we're going to have to, here's the scoop, people. Let's get as much information from Virginia while we can until she's no longer on the show. And then I have to do all the research myself. No problem. I just have plans of recruiting my friends for a while. Did you hear that, Dana?
And I think that will work for you. My personal feeling is that you're going to be perfectly fine with the radio show, that everything is going to work out wonderfully. And
it totally is.
I think you have enough resources in your back pocket to pull out co-hosts and guests, and I also think that you are going to finally just suck it up and say, I am absolutely fine. I'm going to do this on my own.
It is true. Virginia just busted me. I've known that. I know that my team is saying, okay, honey, hello. We know where we're taking you, and this is part of the process, so smarten up. Doesn't mean I can't have my friends on every once in a while to play with me, though. The end.
Right.
But yes. Thing is, there's bigger purposes behind what's going on with us. And only time will reveal what that is, right, Virginia?
No, only Shannon will reveal what that is in time.
Well, true. You might get it out of me sooner rather than later. We'll see. Depends on your team. Well, everybody, thank you for listening. Blog Talk's going to kick us off right away. And we hope you have a lovely evening. And another thing we're going to add when we move our time is we are going to open up our phone lines. So you will be able to call in and ask us things. Because we had some unfortunate experiences, and now we're a little cautious. But we are going to give that another shot. So we will see you next Monday. Bye-bye.
Bye.